Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. And wherever you are, that you are really settling into all that's going on and that you're able to enjoy this time with your families and this time with all your loved ones, even connecting with those who are not living with you through the different platforms that we have available. So thank you all for joining me. For those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So I hope that last week was a wonderful week for you. I can't believe it, but we're already going into May. So, in the middle of the week, we'll be in May. So we are going to talk about the energy of this week, as well as the what to expect when it comes to the energy of next month. And it's so exciting. I'm excited to share that with you. So this week, we have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for us, as well as Archangel Ariel as we head into May. Also, when it comes to next month's energy, we do have other angels stepping forward, and it includes this week because we're ending April and beginning May. So this week we also have Archangel Jophiel stepping forward, and she's going to be here with us through the month of May. As well as Archangel Uriel. So he's going to be continuing to be with us throughout this year, helping us to remind us of our power and just who it is that we truly are when it comes to our identities. And Archangel Uriel is also great when it comes to the solar plexus, working with our solar plexus. That has to do with our identity, who it is that we truly are. So it makes sense that he's there. All right, so this week we're going to start off with really releasing and letting go of the rest of the fears and those doubts of ourselves that are coming in. And it may have come in really heavy for a lot of us this past week. I know for myself, I've had to go through a lot of it also. But, that's how it usually happens where, the angels have me go through it so that I can share it with you as well. So, this week, you may have gotten a lot of things that have come up that you need to work on when it comes to fears, when it comes to doubts, when it comes to limiting beliefs. All of those things may have come up this week, and they will continue to come up for the first half, especially the first half of this week. Now, if we don't do the work on releasing and letting go and healing from it, it's going to continue into May. So it's going to be important for us to really notice what it is that you that comes in for you, any triggers that come in, anything that comes in when it comes to your heart, those feelings of those limiting beliefs when it comes to unworthiness or insecurities or jealousies or any of those emotions and feelings and that are not who it is that we truly are and what it is that we're meant to feel. We have to remember that we are meant to be in joy and happiness and love, all of those higher vibration energies. That's where we're supposed to be in. So, if we're feeling anger and jealousies and insecurities. All of those feelings are not who it is that we truly are, and we have to really dig in deep to really let go of them and release them so that we can really move into what it is that we're meant to do, how it is that we're meant to feel, be in this higher vibration, but also to be able to receive clarity on what it is that you're meant to do, and also to help you to discover your gifts. That's what, you know, this is all about as well. You know, if we are sitting in fear, if we are, you know, having these insecurities, when we have these doubts about ourselves, it helps us not to be able to see clearly on what it is our path is, our next steps, what is that we're meant to do. So it's really important for us to really let those go, to really be able to heal them, you know, dig deep on where it stems from and how you can really change that story, how you can switch the energy. And, you know, a lot of it is about, you know, seeing it in a new way, a new perspective, so that you can be able to shift that energy so that you can do those things that you're meant to do. So that's the first part of this week that's coming in. So any of those things that are coming in, it's going to be important for you to journal out and to do some meditating on it so that you can understand what it is that you really need to see behind those fears and those doubts and how to really, you know, take them off and to release and let that go so that you can really move forward into what it is that you're meant to do. Also, we have, you know, with the new month coming in, when it comes to the beginning of a new month, it's always a great time to set new intentions. What do you want May to look like? What do you want to achieve in May? And when we set those intentions, we're able to then set that path for the divine to show us what our next steps are so that we can reach our goals, so that we can reach what it is that we want to accomplish for the month of May. And the month of May is going to be an amazing month. You know, this past month was about abundance. And so that's why we were talking about the abundance mindset. It doesn't necessarily have to do with, you know, finances when it comes to money, but knowing that we are abundant in all ways, that we are, you know, full of, there's a universe full of opportunities for us, that we can do anything that we truly want. And so, you know, that was this month's, you know, topic, but also the energy about understanding more of who it is that we truly are. And now, so as we go into May, we are going to celebrate all those things that we've learned. So, you know, even though, you know, this month was about abundance, you know, it was a lot of learning that we did, a lot of growth and transformation. Because when we think about abundance and, you know, having that mindset, it is a transformation of us. It's a growth for us. We're learning to think in new ways. We're learning to, you know, change our perspective so that it doesn't affect us. Those things that used to trigger us won't trigger you anymore if you are able to change that perspective and to see it in a new way. And to understand that it is all for our growth. It is all for us to really become those people that we're meant to be, doing those things that we're meant to do, and really going after that purpose and stepping into it. So, you know, April was a month of growth, even though it's about abundance. When we think about abundance, you know, we're a lot of times thinking about all the things that we can receive. But also that receiving is also understanding that in order for us to really be able to receive, we have to be open to it. And when we're open to it and, you know, change the way that we think, change our way so that, you know, we let go of those limiting beliefs and those fears where, you know, we are, you know, abundant and we receive all those things that are meant for us. So, you know, because, you know, April was, you know, a lot about going inward and working on ourselves, letting go of those fears. Now, when it comes to May, we're going to really start celebrating who it is that we are. We're going to be, you know, in an energy that is a lot lighter, going to be a lot brighter. And also, you're going to notice that around you as well, when it comes to the world around us, a lot of things are changing right now. We're starting to reopen. We're starting to really see this this change in how people are thinking. Also, we're starting to see, you know, physically, you know, there's you know, things opening back up. There's even new businesses out there. And even for yourself, looking at yourself, how is it that you've changed? How is it that you've grown? So it's, this week especially is going to be important for us to really see that, to really recognize that, and celebrate yourself. So I'm going to mention this at the end of the show, but starting next week, we're going to start a new series. It is going to be The Amazing You. So we're going to be celebrating you all month, and we're going to be raising our vibrations. We're going to be understanding that we are important, that the things that we do, the gifts that we have, they're all important for so many different reasons. And you know, not just for yourself, but all those around you. When we, you know, grow and when we shift our perspectives, we also help others to grow. When it comes to energetically, you see a lot of things change, as well as when it comes to seeing it physically, seeing it tangibly. You see all of that happen when we are in that growth, when we change that mindset and we're able to see things in a new way. So this week, first, it's going to be important for us to let go, release, heal all those things that are not who it is that you truly are, letting go of those fears, letting go of the doubts, letting go of those limiting beliefs. Also, it's on top of that, it's going to be important for us to communicate that. So whether it's through journaling, whether it's with other people, if there are things that you need to really talk through to do that this week, you know, because it really does help you to release it. You know, many times if you notice when you talk about different things, talk about what's really in your heart, you feel this weight lifted off your shoulders. And so that's what we want, you know, and, you know, not just about talking, just letting everything out, but in a way that's going to be productive. It's in a way that's going to be where you can, if you're doing this with another person, you know, you really need to talk through things, to talk in a way that's going to really be helpful for you as well as them so that they can be receptive of it as well. So, you know, communication is going to be very important this week as well, especially if you have to speak to someone about this, if it has to do with someone else as well. So, you know, that's going to be part of that letting go. Also, you know, once we do all of that releasing, letting go, you know, setting those intentions, Archangel Ariel is always great to call on to help you with this, to, you know, write it down, to do some meditating on it. What is it that you truly want May to look like for you? What is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you want to do this month so that you can really start to understand more of what it is that you need to do to really step closer to achieving all those goals that you want to achieve, as well as to really step into your purpose. And once you do set those intentions, then to let that go, to, you know, give it up to the universe and the divine. And what they'll start to do is show you what your next steps are so that you can really move forward and to really be able to achieve those goals that you're meant to achieve. So that's what's coming in next. And then in May, you know, this week, at the end of this week, to really start celebrating you, to start really seeing all those things that you've accomplished, even with just these past few weeks on, while we're in quarantine and while we were in this energy and all the growth that you've done and all the releasing that you've done. It's important for us to really pat ourselves on the back and say, wow, we've grown through this process and we've been able to change our perspectives and be able to do things in a new way that's going to help us when it comes to our personal lives as well as, when it comes to work and business. So how is it that you've grown? So it's going to be important for us to really look at that, even going back a year or even two, to see how far that you've come, because it really helps you to raise your vibration. It helps you to really be able to gain that clarity and really get that new energy flowing through. So, once we let all that go and release, it's important for us to fill it back with those things that we're really, meant to do, what it is that we see that we've grown, and to, you know, raise our vibration. So, you know, if it's hard for you at first to really get into that energy, what helps is whether it's music or, anything that is, what it is that you love to do that makes you happy and that really helps you to start being in that energy of a shifting of. I encourage you to do that if that is what's going to help you to start that process of understanding that, you know, you are wonderful, you are amazing, and that you should be proud of all that you've accomplished, all that you've gone through. Especially these last few weeks. And, when we do that, we're able to really see that we are powerful beings and we are able to do anything that we truly want to do. And so now I want us to really be in that energy this week once we, you know, let go of all of this that you have to release and let go of. So that is the energy that's coming in this week. And so, you know, if you have any questions about that, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. Also, if you'd like to talk about anything else that's on your mind, or if you'd like some guidance, you can call me as well. We have open lines all hour long. And so, there are things that you're not quite sure of what to work on or what it is that you know, you're feeling and you're going through but not sure of, you know, how to go about doing that, be sure to give me a call and we can discuss that as well. All right. So before I do start with the topic, why don't I take a call first? So let's see. We have area code 408. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Craig. I'm calling from California.
Hello, Craig. How are you today?
Well, I have to say, I can't lie. I have to tell the truth and no sugarcoating it. I'm absolutely wonderful and amazing at the same time.
That's awesome. So what have you been up to? I know we've talked before.
We have?
Mm-hmm.
We did? Oh, good. Well, that's amazing. And see, that's wonderful. See, it happened at the same time. And so, yeah, I've been doing a lot of focusing my attention on the sensitivity of me, because I'm an ultra sensitive kid. I don't know if anybody else is, but I am. And I think you were talking a little bit about me when you were speaking, and I was thinking, that's cool, man. You know, because it's you know, I just want to say that this is an asset. You know what I mean? This is an asset, being sensitive like we are, or like I am. I don't know about you, but it's an asset. And it comes from that sensitivity. So I do bring something to the table, even though other people may not understand what sensitive really is. And it means that I vibrate at a higher level, because I'm low. I'm way down here where the connection is. And since I'm connected, I get to go up on top. Now, of course, it's wonderful and amazing to be on top, but there's something down here that requires my credentials. So that makes me on alert that now it's time to come down, because I want to elevate the world around me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So how are you doing that right now?
Well, I practice, you know, see, the thing about it is, everybody's so worried about not being able to do this and not having that and all these things that they were comfortable with. But when you strip all that away, then you can start understanding what I'm talking about. And that requires you eliminating things in your life and not being drawn away by what you think is urgent, you know, because all that is a distraction taking you away from what's important, which is what I'm trying to help you to see.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how is it that you're doing that right now, even during all of this that's going on in your, where you are?
Where I am? Well, I don't focus on the things that are not right and not true for me, because I noticed that when I do those things, I'm magnifying that stuff, and that becomes a mountain in front of me. So what I've been able to do is take my mind's eye off of that stuff and put it on something else that was right and true. And then I got the understanding that I desperately needed over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So I guess what I'm asking is, you know, we're all here to serve others. And we're all here, you know, especially because, yes, you are very sensitive, and I'm the same way. So I totally understand, you know, what you're saying. And, you know, many people, when it comes to sensitivity, think it's a bad thing, because it can be very painful. It can be, you know, especially when we are empathic. You know, we draw in a lot of other people's feelings, other people's emotions, and all of that. And so, you know, many people think that that's a bad thing. So, and you've learned that it's a great thing. And, you know, same with myself. It took me a while, but, you know, for me, and, you know, that is, you know, part of our power, you know, part of our gift.
Yeah.
That we can really help people that way. So how is that you're doing that right now? What is it that you're doing?
Well, I'm just staying out of the way. You know, when I get in the way, sometimes I stay in the way for a long period of time. And then when I start seeing myself and I start saying, oh my God, well, I start seeing things come into focus and I just see how far ahead I got. And I was doing that when it's not supposed to be like that. So I need to learn to not do those things. So I have to practice doing something. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I do. You know, I sidestep certain things when I'm talking. because I already know about that. And when someone tries to point that out, I tell them, well, look, that's why I sidestepped that. If you were listening to what I was saying, and then they start realizing what I was saying, and I did sidestep that in a way that wasn't, you know, I can only take responsibility for my own actions, you know, and I have a hard enough time doing that. But I know that what I'm mm-hmm. talking about doesn't teach me conflicting lessons. Because this is a spiritual walk, and it doesn't do that in the spiritual sense. So there are certain things that the natural part of myself is something that we do, but there's a spiritual part that certain people can't see past the flesh, spiritually speaking. So I have to have responsibility so I can deal with these people in a way that's going to draw them into a relationship, not push them away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I may think a little bit strange. This is the way I am every day, so it's nothing new to me. But to someone else, they may say, well, I've never heard somebody talk like this. And we're just talking about one little thing here. Just think about all the other stuff we can talk about. I mean, it's endless.
Oh, yes, of course. But, what Archangel Raphael is showing me right now for you is that there are some things that are really keeping you from being able to do what it is that you're meant to do. And right now, I do see these fears coming up that's keeping you from really moving forward. There's all these gifts that you have that are meant to be used, but you're keeping yourself from it, from doing it. And a lot of that has to do with you think that you need to learn more and you have to do more. You have to seek more of yourself before you can help other people. But you can do a lot of that stuff now. You have a lot of things to offer now. So this week, I want to encourage you to really look at that. Why is that keeping you from doing those things that you know that you're supposed to be doing?
Because I'm not going to see people like to say things, well, I have this problem. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Trust me, it's not a problem. But it is something I have to work through and work and have to be aware of and understand this whole thing. Because if you ever been in a coma, you know, you had a head injury, you've been in a coma, and then you survived and you came out of your coma and you were affected on your left side of your brain where you were hit. And so you may not be the same guy or girl that you were before that happened. You might be different now. And so mm-hmm. I'm not normal anymore. I'm not normal like I was before. I was normal because I didn't have that problem. Just like if someone, you know, gets assaulted, you know, when they're a little kid, you know, molested or something, they're a different person now, you know, because of that trauma. Mm-hmm. So, but mm-hmm. we all have traumas, you know, we all have traumas. We all have early childhood recollections of traumas in our lives. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to lose sight of that, you know what I mean? So, but mm-hmm. like for me, there was things that could never get inside. I was unable to have that relationship with people outside of myself because I was stuck inside and I was messed up. But I could still see people and I could understand a little bit about who was nice and who wasn't nice and this and that. But mm-hmm. when I had the ability to communicate, you know, mm-hmm. I kind of learned who was who when I couldn't communicate. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. makes me very sensitive about a lot of things too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to work through these things. I took the time. I didn't go to school to learn about child development or, you know, relationship and all that and counseling. I didn't really mm-hmm. go to school for any of that stuff. I just had an interest in my own self. So mm-hmm. it wasn't until I got to know myself that I started noticing how the change has come. Because what I thought isn't the way it really was. That was just an illusion mm-hmm. that I was in, and I couldn't get out of the illusion because I was in the illusion. But then once I got out of the illusion, I could see myself, and I was thinking, oh, no, there's nothing good over here, right? Because I was just jacked up. Well, now you get to see what love did. Love fixed all that jacked up stuff so that you could do what you were called to do in love. And so I was thinking, oh, thank God for that, because, you know, I wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for that.
But the thing is, you know, when it comes to, yes, you know, you're totally right. When it comes to a lot of things that we've been through, especially when it comes to childhood, you know, a lot of we've taken on ourselves because we thought it was us that was the problem. But, you know, a lot of the things that were put on us, it's because others needed to do their own healing, which they hadn't done. So it was brought to us. And so, you know, that's kind of what I'm, you know, seeing when it comes to, you know, you as well. You know, there's some things that, you know, it's important for you to really switch that perspective so that you understand that that you can do anything that you truly, truly want. And so, and you are starting to understand that. And I completely understand what you're saying, even though I wouldn't be able to say it the way you do, because you're you.
Right.
But I totally understand what you're saying. So.
Wow, that's the truth.
You know. I just know that there's so much you have to offer. So, you know. Don't let anything stop you from that. Know that you have that power to do that, even though you do have a lot of learning that we have to do, a lot of self-discovery that we still have to do. We all do. You know, we are always learning. We're always growing, and we're always transforming. And so, you know, I want you to start seeing that for yourself. You have incredible abilities and gifts that I can see, and you are meant to do amazing things, but you're stopping yourself from doing them.
When it comes to my issues or whatever, it has nothing to do with anybody else. It's all about me, you know, because I wake up and there I am, and I go to bed and there I am, so it's all me, you know. And I'm thinking well, God, you know, because I talk like that sometimes, you know. I say, well, you know, if you leave me now, I'm in trouble, you know. And it's like, he's like, don't worry, I'm not going anywhere, you know. And I'm thinking, well, thank God for that. You know, and I get assurance, you know, and I can rest assured that the truth is not going to just leave me now and say, ha, 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 now what? You know. So I get comforted in this area here, and then so through this comfort that I get comforted with, I'm able to comfort other people. And just the same with the positive attitude, you know, I thought, well, shoot, man, I have a positive attitude. It's not negative, but when I let the people get close to me, which the ones everybody has people that are close to them, right? Well, those are the people that hurt us the most, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. But I go, they can't see me because I asked the spirit, I said, I put my hand up like in front of somebody's face and I did a circular motion and I said, can they see me? And he's like, no, they can see your hand going in a circle. Yeah. But they can't see you spiritually. And I was thinking, I sit back and I said, uh-oh. I go, what? They can't see you. Like, I mean, can they hear me? Unless they can't hear you. You're talking about spiritual things now. So I'm the one that had to learn the difference between what's right and wrong, because the truth ain't going to lie to me. So I'm thinking, you know, I make mistakes, and I'm thinking, my God, oh my God, I make so many mistakes. But, you know, it's inevitable. We're all going to make mistakes at the moment of realization that you're about to make a mistake or that you've made a mistake. You have an opportunity, because everything you see is an opportunity for you. And I'm thinking, well, I want to take advantage of my opportunities. I know other people want to take advantage of theirs, so I don't want to get in the way. So as long as I stay out of the way, I always check myself before I wreck myself. You know what I mean? I have to be able to see myself. And being able to see myself is meaning I get outside of myself and I look at myself the way love sees me and I go, man, you are hot tonight. I'm thinking, whoosh, that's beautiful. Oh, whoa, whoa. I'm like, yeah, baby, come on. Oh, God help me. But he says, no worries. I go, okay, no worries. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
What else am I going to say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking
but,
about
you know,
truth and love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not always about, you know, getting out of the way. I mean, yes, we do have to, you know, our ego tends to get in the way. You know, our those fears that come in gets in the way. But there are ways to really, you know, share that love that you have in ways that are going to be, and for us, you know, I talk a lot about sharing our truth. And so sharing those things that we've been through, sharing those things that we've learned. And when we do that, it's because whenever we encounter someone else, there's always a reason we meet with someone or we, bump into someone. And it's because we're meant to really share what it is that we've been through and what we have learned so that we could continue to help other people in that way as well. So in that sense, it may seem like you're getting in the way, but it's not. What we're doing is we're teaching and we're sharing that love that we're meant to be, you know, that divine love and light, and sharing those things that we've learned so that they can see that within themselves as well.
I got so much to say right now. I hope you have enough time. But listen, the truth is what you just said. You know, you said it the way I know it to be. You're talking about what I already know. And I know that because, you know, for you, personally for you, there was like, you know, you just, you know, it's not like, I feel like that maybe when you were listening to me, there was a time when you just like opened the door, if you will, to your heart. You know what I mean? And my heart's open right now. And so that's why this heart of mine is a big old mirror. It's just a big mirror. It's a heart. You know what I'm saying? And and you get to look in the mirror and see yourself. You know what I mean? And this is where we have a heart to heart. It's not no funny style stuff. This is just beautiful and wonderful and amazing. You know? And so I just cherish these moments like this because I know that we get to make a deposit of love into each other. You know? And in a way that is something that will last into the future where success is. And on our way to success, we'll obviously pass up failure. We can just wave at that. And we have something important that we get to stay about that business, what's important to us, instead of being distracted by these things that become urgent. And if you spend a lot of time with these distractions, these urgencies, it's taking you away from the things that are important, like you and I are having right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so that's why, you know, this month, you know, it was really about reflecting and, you know, doing this inner work because it really helps us to see what it is that, who it is that we truly are. You know, so that we can continue to help other people, especially as we move into, you know, the rest of this year, May this week. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, at the beginning of this year and actually at the end of last year, I mentioned that this is going to be an amazing year. And didn't expect the pandemic to happen, but it's still an amazing year for many people. You know, when it comes to growth, you know, people awakening spiritually during this time, and lots of changes happening that are for everyone's good. Seeing everything in a new perspective, you know, doing things that are different from what you were doing before, because a lot of times when we're in this same routine, we just you stick to that. You know, we're comfortable there. So, you know, this pandemic really helped us to really see things in a new way and to change things up. You know, when it comes to businesses, when it comes to personal life, when it comes to, you know, if you have children, you know, children being at home, doing work, studying at home, you know, to be able to help you to see what it is that you can do, you know, and what you're capable of doing. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an amazing job, but to know that there's so much more out there for you and so much more that you're able to do. So, you know, just, you know, keep at that. You know, keep doing that work within and just know that you are meant to do these amazing things. So,
okay, well, that's encouraging to me because, you know, a lot of times, you know, I have to say I don't rely on my feelings, but I do have feelings, and my feelings are definitely important to me, you know. And when I'm used to feeling other things, you know, and then you bring something like that along, and then so that gives me something to think about. And I kind of like that, you know. I kind of can see how that could probably work, you know. I could actually do that probably, but my limitations, I'm limited as far as what I can actually do with what I got right now. And what I do have right now, I'm actually using it right now to do what I'm doing. So, but if there is something greater than that, you know, then, you know, I'm from Missouri, you know, I'm from the state of Missouri. You got to show me, let me see, you know, I mean, because talk is talk, you know, and, you know, hey, I hear all this talk and stuff, man, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I believe it, though. I believe that stuff because I'm even thinking bigger than what you're thinking. So, in the bigger scope of it all, whatever it is more than I could ever imagine or think. So I just know it's good. When it happens, it'll be good, like you said. And I'm really looking forward to something really soon because I'm just chomping at the bit here, man. I need to get to running here because this racehorse is one that's going to win.
mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, you're...
So, you know, this week we're going into May, and when it comes to the beginning of the month, each month, it's great to set those intentions. What is it that you really want? What do you want to happen in May? And so, you know, take that question, you know, do some journaling. What is it they truly want without thinking about your limitations, without thinking about fears that are going to come in, because they will, especially as you think too much. And I know you're a thinker. you know, without thinking too much. And not to be afraid to dream big, because you know that's one of the big things for this year is to dream big without thinking about what you lack, you know, without thinking about the resources you don't have, or you know what resources you have but you need more of, you think, but knowing that anything is possible. That you can do anything that you truly want to do. And, you know, these past few weeks is actually a great example of, you know, seeing that, you know, being limited at home, you know, being away from everyone else, you see that you can do things in a new way. You could see things in a new perspective because we were being forced to do that. And so seeing it in that way, in a bigger picture, what is it that you truly want to do? What is it that you really dream of doing? And then to take that and then, you know, send it out to the divine saying, this is what I really want. Okay. And then what they're going to show you is those next steps. And it's about taking those next steps. But a lot of times we have those fears. Because it's hard for us to come out of our comfort zones. Many times, and so those fears come in, but it's about understanding that the divine wants us to be able to get to that point where we achieve those things that we really truly want. So,
yeah.
You know, so set those intentions, and then you know, leave it out there, and so you know, let the divine know this is what you really want, and then they're going to show you what that next step is, and it's going to be baby steps. You know, it's not going to be this huge leap that you have to take, you know, at first,
yeah.
But they're going to show you by, you know, bringing into your mind and to your heart what it is that that next step is. What do you need to do in order to get close to that goal?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's stepping stones, you know, and these stones of fire that I'm stepping on, right? The spirit cools them off so that when my feet touch it, it's just like, you know, it's all just no problem, you know.
Yep. We have to
be willing
to accept and trust and have faith that the divine is going to provide for you when you take that step. And then because you took that step, you know, you could take the next and the next and keep going until you've reached that goal.
A lot of the stuff that I deal with on a continual basis is something that I have practiced over the years. And what I've practiced over the years has enabled me in a way to teach other people, meaning that by me doing what I was doing, that energy entrains others to do exactly what I'm doing. And it's a spiritual trip, you know, it's energy, man. It's what it is. It's energy field that does all this stuff, you know, and it brings people into this position where as a whole, we're moving together, you know, because if this is a movement, which it is, then I'm an integral part of that movement, just like the next person is. So they bring something to the table, just like I bring something to the table that benefits people. So that I get to enjoy the benefits. I get to enjoy the benefits of being a doer because people are getting it. And when they get it, they're going to reflect what you were projecting. And that lets you know that they feel you. And now we got the heart to heart thing going. And I don't want to lose sight of that because it's too easy to get mixed up in the other stuff.
Exactly. Yes.
So I have to stay on point, which causes me to be very sensitive and not, I don't like to mess around with people with words because people play games with words all the time. And I'm an expert at picking up on this kind of stuff, but I'm not always nice guy. See, but that's only because I had to listen to a lot of that stuff. And that's why I'm not a nice guy. If I had not listened to that, I would be the sweet guy that I always am. It's just that sometimes I get mistaken for something else because you don't know.
But you know what? Yeah, and you know that's their own insecurities and their own fears that they're going through that they need
to
work on. So it doesn't matter. Yeah, and yes, definitely. But you know, there's only so much you can do when it comes to their own emotions and what it is that they're thinking or what they've gone through. So if they're not willing to do that healing on themselves, then there's, you know, you can only plant that seed.
I know. I was getting ready to say, what is she going to say now? And then you're like, just plant the seed. But okay, yeah, right. You know, sometimes you have to just like, because what I know, my filter that I have, and what I know through this filter, I can't force that part of what I know through that filter onto you because that would be me doing that, and that won't work. So it kind of puts the brakes on it for me, so I don't do that. But do I make mistakes? Yeah, it's inevitable. I'm always going to make mistakes. But it's the moment of realization where it really changes the whole direction of where you're going. So if you're going to take responsibility for your feelings, then you're on your way to success. Because you'll get to enjoy the benefits of doing that. But and you may not understand how that works, but if you want to know, you can buy my book for $19.99. It's on sale today. Just mention my name. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I have to throw that in there because I always laugh at myself because I think you're so funny. I have to laugh at myself.
All right.
I'm going to hang up the phone. I'm going to be like cracking up going, oh, there you went and did that again. On the air. Okay. What else did you do today? I don't know. Clean the house. You know? Drink coffee.
All right.
You know?
Well, I want to thank you so much for calling. It was a great conversation. And, you know, you can, if you'd like to continue, with this talk, you can always reach out to me as well.
Okay.
You can go to psychictalk.net/Catherine. And if you go there, I have a Facebook page that you can find me at, and you can message me there if you'd like to talk.
Everybody does that to me. My kids, everybody does it to me. You know, they say, well, you know, Dad, you know, he doesn't type. He's not going to text nothing. You might as well forget it. You know, you text Dad all day long, but he ain't going to respond. You know he loves, you know he cares, you know he's all, you know all that stuff, but you don't get no response. But if you call me, oh, hey, we're having a party, come on, you know, we're having a great time. But all this other stuff, I don't know anything about that. You know, you got, forgive me, I just don't respond that way. I can't do that. I'm just, you know, I'm too crazy, man. My brain works different than, I can't get it to work through my fingers and stuff. And so I do the chicken thing, you know, with the two fingers. Like, it's like, dude, where have you been? I thought, I'm a dinosaur. A chicken.
Hey, we could always learn, especially during this time. We've had to learn a lot of new things. So
You're so smart. That's what I like about you. You're smart. And I like to hang around smart people because they'll rub off on you. Oh, thank you.
Well, it was great talking to you. And I hope you have a wonderful week, by the way.
You too. And all the listeners, too. I hope they all have a wonderful week, too. And, you know what? Don't stress out, you know, because if you start worrying about stuff, you ever notice how it generates more of itself? And you're like, man, I can't stop worrying. It's like, we need some help. And they're like, yeah, please. And I go, okay, take a look at this. And they start looking at what you're saying. And all of a sudden that goes away and they start getting understanding. And they're like, man, how'd you do that? I go, I don't know. I just do it. You know, I don't know how I do it. I just do it. And they're like, man, that's cool.
Yeah, I get
go,
that.
Yeah. You're cool.
I totally get that.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. And I hope to talk to you again soon.
Well, you know my number because I just stumbled across you again. And I was like, oh, you know me? You're like, yeah, I know you. You've been here before, remember? I forgot. I told you.
No problem.
I'm not lying. I'll tell you the truth. You got my number. Write it down. Call me anytime. I'm free. Pretty easygoing guy. You just like to solve the problems, you know, if I can, you know. And a lot of people find it very enlightening when they listen to the right thing, you know. They find that, wow. And then they have interest in something that they didn't have before. They got this wow factor going, you know, and they get all into the wow part. And I'm like, man, I'm going wow, too. And I got to get in the wow part, too. And I'm like, we're all wow. Yeah, it feels good to be in love too. It feels good to be in love because love, you got this freedom, and you like the sky's bluer, the grass is greener, the butterflies, the flowers. You're like, wow, I like to be in love. And I'm thinking, man, this is, you can't beat this. This is the real thing. That's right. This is reality. Ultimate reality is being alive spiritually. I'm just like so thankful that it happened in my physical body. Thank you. Oh! All right, you're gonna have to just hang up on me, man, because I'm gonna job. That coffee, man.
Well,
that
yes.
Coffee.
I guess I am going to have to hang up on you because I need to continue on the show, but we will talk again soon. Okay.
So,
bye bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
All right. So, and you know, for all those listening out there, you know, I just want to let you know that, you know, this is what I'm here for. You know, if you need to talk, if there's things that you're going through that, you know, you just need to come out and say, if you need to share your truth, if you need to just share what it is that's on your heart. You know, this is what I'm here for. So, you know, next month, I'm so excited. You know, May is going to be an amazing month. And so that's why I'm starting the new series on The Amazing You, because we all are amazing. We all are meant to do so many great things. And what we're going to do is raise your vibration. We're going to really help you to see just how amazing you are. And so, you know, be sure to join me next week as we start that. But now, to wrap up our series on abundance, now we have to also remember abundance, not only, it's not just about money. It's not just about getting things and receiving things, but it's about our mindset that we are made to do anything that we truly want to do, and that the divine is always going to be providing for us. They're always going to be there to help us do those things that we need to do, step into our purpose, and achieve the goals that we're meant to do. And it's a lot of times it's about, because of those things that we've gone through in the past, and those things that we've learned from other people growing up, we have these fears and doubts that cloud that you know, block us from receiving that abundance and knowing that we are abundant, that we are meant to be abundant. You know, we have all these fears and doubts that come in, limiting beliefs from other people that, and a lot of the limiting beliefs that come in, it's because of other people's limiting beliefs and fears that, you know, are shown to us. You know, and as children, we take that onto ourselves. We think that that's how we need to live, or that's how we need to think. But we have to remember that the divine has brought us here so that we can do those things that we're truly meant to do, you know, using those gifts that we have within, you know. And this month it was about discovering ourselves, you know, discovering about all the gifts and abilities that we have that matches our passions and our desires. And so it's about understanding who it is that we truly are. What is it that we really want to do in this life? What is it that you want to do to help other people? And, you know, I've mentioned this many times before, but, you know, when it comes to children, you know, children, when we ask children, what is it that you want to be when you grow up? They're able to tell you without any filters what it is that they want to do. And it can sound crazy to us, but to them, they feel that they can do anything, and they know that they can do anything. And so it's going back to that, going back to basics, on understanding that we can truly do anything that we want. You know, those fears and doubts, that's all part of, you know, being human and our limits. But we have to remember that when it comes to the divine, when it comes to why it is that we're truly here, we're here to do those things that we truly want to do, those things that we are truly passionate about, those things that we truly desire. Now, how is it that you really want to help other people? How is it that you want to really reach out into this world, make an impact in this world? And it's about understanding that we can do anything that we truly want. So to end this topic on the abundance mindset, I wanted to mention that one of those things that we can do in order to really change our mindset when it comes to you know, being abundant is on forgiveness. You know, forgiving others for what it is that they've done to us, or those things that they've said that they didn't quite really mean, because they didn't understand that those were fears and limiting beliefs that they needed to let go of, and those things that they needed to heal within themselves. And to when we see it that way, we're able to forgive. We're able to, you know, say, okay, you didn't mean to, you know, say those things, or you didn't mean to present this limiting belief in this way, you know, whether it was through anger, whether it was through abuse in any way, or anything like that really kept us from really understanding who it is that we truly are. And to then be, and when we do that, we're able to let it go. We're able to release that and release them from, you know, and also when we're able to cut that cord, and that's what we do. We cut that cord when we release them, when we forgive them, when we are able to say, you know, that's not my fault. And then also saying it's not completely their fault either, because those were things that they needed to heal that they haven't been able to. And then we cut that cord and let them go. And then we're able to really see that first we've grown and we've transformed, but also we're able to see that we can do anything that we truly want. And also we no longer give them the power. Now, when we are angry at someone, when we are not able to forgive someone, we're giving them that power. We're giving our power away, saying, you know, they have the control to control my emotions, control your how you react. But when we're able to forgive them and let them go, we're then able to take that power back, saying, I have the power to, you know, control my emotions and to feel the way I want to feel, and that no one else can take that away from me. And so that is, you know, part of that abundance mindset, that, you know, we are always able to take our power back. We're always able to, you know, say that, you know, we're in, really in control of how we react, how it is that we feel, you know, and then also raise our vibrations that way by releasing those, you know, people that we need to forgive, and by releasing the fears and the doubts. Because that's not who it is that we are, but who it is that we are is within our soul, you know, and it's there for us to really see and to really know. So I'm going to do a quick meditation before we, you know, we leave. I am at the top of the hour already, but you know, before we go, I want to do this meditation so that we can really help release those things that no longer serve us. Release anything that has to do with ego, that has to do with what it is that is not who it is that we truly are. So, if you are able, I want to encourage all of us to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And if you can place your hand on your heart so that your mind will go to your heart space. And once you're there, we're going to ask our angels and our guide, as well as our archangels, to step forward. And join us in our space. So we'll have your angels and guides around the perimeter of your heart space. And the archangels will be closer to you within your energy. We have Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Ariel, and Archangel Uriel. So they're all there right around us. They're going to be sending you their energy that they bring. So if you notice any colors, notice any messages that they have to bring, and what they are doing is helping you to expand your chakra energy. So from your crown chakra all the way down to your root chakra, all of your heart, your chakras are going to expand outside of your body and into the space that you're in. So I want you to take a few deep breaths, breathe into that energy, and then breathe out through your mouth all of the old energy that are not who you are. Those things that are old, that you need to release and let go of. So just breathe it out through your mouth. Now Archangel Raphael is going to take his energy and he's going to take all of the areas of the old energy that you have in your chakras, and he's going to draw it out from each of your chakras. And as he draws it out, it's going to be drawn into his energy, his green, his emerald green energy. And as it spins, it's going to spin up above your head and into this beautiful violet cloud that's going to transmute this old energy that is no longer who it is that you are. And as it's being taken up into this cloud, there's going to be this rainbow energy that comes in through your crown chakra. And it's going to go through each of your chakras. So from your crown to your third eye to your throat to your heart to your solar plexus, your sacral, and your root chakra. And as it goes through, it's going to cleanse each of your chakras. And this rainbow energy is going to come back out. And it's going to go into and above this cloud that's above you. And this, all the old energy that Archangel Raphael brought to this cloud is going to come back down as these drops of sparkling-looking rain. And it's going to be placed in the energy of where your old energy was. It's going to fill all those spaces. I'm going to have you take a few deep breaths, breathe in that new energy that is being brought to you, and really feel into what it is that comes in. If you feel get fresh air, or if you can hear messages through your heart, through your mind, take notice of how you feel. Do you feel like you're floating? Do you feel light? How does that feel? Keep breathing in that energy. Breathe out the old that may still be stuck within. And for some of you, it may be a good idea to do some journaling on what it is that was stuck within that you need to release and let go of. So breathe that in. Breathe out the old. Now, Arba Archangels are going to help you to contract your chakra energy so it realigns back into your body. And Archangel Michael is going to take his cloak of energy and is going to wrap it around you from your crown chakra all the way down to your feet. And as he does this, all the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright white light of energy that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be two white orbs of energy, one gold, one white, that comes back up. And it's going to go through your feet. And it's going to fill your body all the way up with this light that comes in from both of these orbs. And it's going to combine at your crown chakra. And it's going to then flow out as if it were a fountain. And it's going to flow out to the ground. And then it's going to spread out outside of you, so onto the ground. And this is your energy spreading out into this world, onto those around you. Take a few deep breaths. And when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. So welcome back. So that meditation you can do over again as much as you need to. And it's really going to help you to really draw out what it is that needs to be healed, what it is that needs to be let go of, that, you know, that comes into your mind, that comes into your heart, that really needs to be released. And so that you can be ready for this new energy that's coming in May, and to help you to raise your vibration, to help you to really celebrate you, help you to really see yourself in a new way, see yourself in a way that can see this growth, and help you to see just how amazing you truly are. So, you know, I want to thank everyone for those who listened and joined in, for those who will be listening. As always, you can reach out to me, you know, if you weren't able to catch me live and to call in. I do have a Facebook page where you can always connect with me. So if you go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, and it's spelled C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. And if you go in there, you'll be able to reach me through different platforms, but especially my Facebook page where you can message me. And I usually do respond back, maybe not right away, but I will respond back. And so then, you know, if you need to really share what it is that you're going through, I also do have messages that I share that's from the angels, channeled messages, as well as do weekly channeled guidance. So, you know, be sure to reach out to me there, as well as I do also have a group, especially if you are on this journey of growth. What I'm doing right now is doing a lot of journaling. So I'm helping you with journal prompts so that you can understand what it is that you need to really see of yourself. And then, you know, if you respond to that, I do also give out personal prompts for you as well. So I want to thank everyone for joining me. As always, I'm sending you lots of love and light. And, you know, I hope everyone has a wonderful week this week as we enter May. It's very exciting. I can't believe we're almost halfway through the year. But, you know, the rest of this year is going to be one where, you know, that you will see a lot of growth. You'll see just what it is that you're meant to do and just how amazing you are. So sending you all lots of love and light. And join me next week as we start talking about just how amazing you truly are. So bye-bye for now.